Hi everyone, and welcome back to another episode of The Wise Guy. I'm your host, Surya, and thank you for joining me today. So it's been a while, as usual. I've not been consistent with this, but I'm back with another one. So here we go. Today I'm just going to talk about school, and in specific, the school system. I'm not going to talk about like school subjects and things like that, but the school system and how that affects students in today's world. All right, let's start. So let's take a trip back into history. When the school system first started, it was around the time the Industrial Revolution, when it first nationally became a thing. And it mimicked a factory life. Wake up in the morning, you go to work, or in this case, school. You had order, so you had your positions in the factory and you have your positions in a desk at school, told exact instructions on what to do, like in school, have a lunch break, and then go back to the same work. And I know this seems like work in general, like if you had just like a regular job, this is what you're told to do, same thing. But the way it started was to produce factory workers. It was produced for kids to be told what to do and to do them properly. And I'm all for discipline and teaching kids to do the right things. But there's a fine line between discipline and control. And some schools just go back and forth between that line. And it's like you are told what to do, and if you do it with good behavior, you're rewarded. So those who don't get rewarded are discouraged. And yes, like I said before, I'm all for discipline and maturity, but there's that fine line again. And then comes into the conversation of competition. As college has become more and more popular among high schoolers now, as more and more kids are going to college, it's becoming more and more competitive. The progression makes sense. But the competition is getting to a point where kids now just can't handle that competition. And it's not good physically or mentally. And with this type of stress on students now, it's no telling what it will do to the actual mindset of the student. And I'm all for that mentality of having, I need to be the best at my class, I need to be the best at this, I need to be the best at that. But when that actually comes into practice, it's not usually put into practice right. Students over expand themselves, stress themselves too far, so they can't do everything to their best ability, and then just end up getting stressed and having anxiety and leading to mental issues. Being a student and having mental issues, it's not easy. There are many, among students now, there are many, 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 many mental issues, and it's not good. It's not good. And people, to get into a good college that you would want to go to, you need to have good grades, you need to have sports, clubs, music, everything. You just need to be a well all-around student, and that's just, for many people, it's not achievable. And it's come to this point where the ideal student is unattainable. It's not even I'm only good at school, I'm only good at sports. And if you're really good at sports, you get scholarships, things like that. If you're really good at school, you'll get things like that. But there's it's not that middle ground, and this competition is just getting to a point, it's not good. Competition is good until a certain limit. And there's a research done, actually, where students now, their stress levels and anxiety levels are tested, and the results came back that their anxiety and stress levels are the same as psychiatric patients in the 1950s. Take that in. Students now have the same stress and anxiety levels as mentally ill patients in the 1950s. This connection is is unreal. The stress, this anxiety that students now have is just, it's to a point that's just crazy. Students now should not be having this level of stress and anxiety. They shouldn't be being worried about all these different things, having to worry about their job, having to worry about their sports, their school, and the stress just piles up on them. And it's not good. It won't benefit you physically. It won't benefit you mentally. And it's an all-around negative. And there's no time for students to live the life they want to live, because wake up in the morning, go straight to school. Okay, school ends around 2 or 3. Go to after-school activities. Say you have clubs or sports. Say that ends around 5 or 6. Okay, come home. You start your homework. You start it. Okay, and then you eat dinner. And then you finish your homework. And by that time, let's say it's about 10 to 11. So you have to sleep. Do the same thing again. That same cycle repeats. And there's no time to do what you actually want. There's no time to go out and just enjoy nature. There's no time to just sit down, read a book, and enjoy your life. Or just do what you want to do, not do the things that you're required to do. And I'm not saying you're required to do after school activities or sports, but that's things that students tend to like. But there's not that free time to do the exploration part of what you would like. And then there also comes to things about like volunteering, things like that. And it's just stuff pile up. And it's just students now are expected to be middle-aged adults. And it's just going to get worse if this progression continues. And in the traditional school system, there's not much room for outside the box thinking, as you're given exact instructions on what to do. You start with this, you go to this, you go to this, you go to this, you get your answer. You start with this, get your answer. There's no like, start with this, think of a solution, and then there's a discussion. It's like, this is set way, do it this way, no other way. And I get things like math that's good, and history, you study that, those patterns. But in things like science, things like that, you can find your own, not your own solutions, but your way of figuring out the answer. There's in those like fluid subjects, which have no actual set rules, there should be room for interpretation. It shouldn't be just set things set in stone just because it's school. And there's no room to explore the fields that you want to. And I get learning things like history or some other subjects that like you have required, but there has to be a point where it's just like a bar. It's like, okay, you have to have this minimum requirements like they have in college, and then you can explore the field that you want, so you won't be so in shock when you reach college that you have, I don't know what I like to do. I was just focused on school the entire time. I was focused on sports the entire time. I don't know what subject I actually like. I don't know what profession I want to do. I'm so confused. Oh God, I'm stressed. I have so much anxiety right when you reach college. So if there's that flow from each section of school, so from elementary, that's when you start school, you start learning, you start studying, then you go into middle school, it starts to amp up a little, get a little bit more intense, and at the end of middle school, they start to prepare you for high school, and then when you get to high school, you start learning, and you do, like, sometimes you take AP classes to prepare you for college-level classes, but then when you actually go from high school to college, there's that big jump, there's that big gap between doing required stuff to doing stuff that you want. There's no transition between high school and college, no proper transition like how there is. So there's always that gap that kids fall into and can't get out of, and that just, it goes downhill from there once they get into that gap. And I'm not saying this for every student, I'm saying this is just a generalization of students and nowadays. And it's, the system itself has to be fixed. There has to be more room for creativity, has to be more room for exploration, and more room for the student to do what they want so they can help improve the world. Because when are you going to go out into the world and say you, in your history class, you say, oh, this person did this and this and this. When are you ever going to use that? You're not going to use half the stuff you learned in high school. And I guess the principle of learning it, so say you do get interested in that topic, you can do that in college. But most of the time, if you know what you're interested in, you should be able to explore that in high school. You shouldn't be just limited to a certain set of things. And many high schools don't offer that exploration. It's only those progressive high schools that do offer that exploration, and you can do what you want. You can explore what you would like. And those schools are adapting to today's society. But there's many schools that aren't. They're set in stone on how it was back in like the 50s and 70s and things like that. They're set in stone on how school should be, and they're stuck to that. And the school system itself teaches kids to learn the system. It doesn't teach the kids to learn the actual topic. As the system itself is memorize the topic, have it know what it is, okay? And then you do the test, all right? And then you go into the new topic, do the test. New topic, do the test. It's just you do the learn the topic, do the test, forget about it. Learn the topic, do the test, forget about it. And it's all a graded system. Because the kids, students now are focusing on the grade. They're not focusing on the actual topic, because that grade is what would help them in the future. Is what would help them get into a college they would like. And that system that's in high schools and schools now has to be changed. It's just, you can't expect the students to do it because that's how they grew up doing it. It's how they learn to do it. It's, you're inadvertently teaching the students to learn the system. You're not teaching the students to learn the topic. So the system itself has to be trained. You have to let that student apply that knowledge. So they learn it and let them apply it to today's society, not a past problem, not a problem that's already been solved. Apply it to today's society so they can further help today's world. Because there's no use in solving an already solved problem. There's a use in solving an unsolved problem that could help people today. And this cycle of learn, do the test, homework, learn, do the test, cycle repeats, 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 repeats. It's another cycle that repeats in the school system. And then another thing, this thing I just absolutely do not like, is standardized testing. I think it's one of the most absurd things high schoolers have to do. And the class of 2021, many colleges did not need to, made the standardized testing optional. But now for class of 2022 and onwards, you need to have it. But they did cancel the SAT, essay, and subject test, which are good. But standardized testing is one of the most absurd things ever. It in no way measures any person's level of intelligence or IQ or knowledge. It measures how much you know to do the test. It doesn't measure what you know on that test. It just measures, I know how to do this part of the test. I know how to do this part of the test. If you learn the test, you can do good. But if you know this, if you know the actual content in the test, doesn't mean you're going to do good. It might mean that you might do well, but it doesn't guarantee that you're going to do good. If you know how to do the test, that's what many SAT classes and tutors are teaching now. They teach you how to do the test. They don't really teach you how to do the content in the test. And it shouldn't be like that. That's the most absurd thing. With a standardized test, it should be measuring, the ideal standardized test should be measuring an accurate level of knowledge and intellect. But the actual SAT and ACT and things like that don't actually do it. They just measure how well you know how to do the test in a certain amount of time. And the whole thing is just botched from the start. And there can't be a test that is universal and that measures everyone's intelligence. And that test is just not able, because every single person is different. Every single person has a different level of knowledge. Every person has a different way of using that knowledge. So you can't apply all those different ways into one single test. That's just impossible to do. And people can be extremely knowledgeable, extremely smart, but when you put them into a box like standardized testing, they might struggle with it. because it's a box and they're being encased in it. They're being forced to do it. And obviously, they're going to do bad on it. And when they do bad on it, they're labeled as dumb because they didn't do good on the SAT or they didn't do good on the ACT. But that doesn't actually measure their level of intelligence or knowledge. It just measures how well they can do the test. And maybe they didn't study how to do the test. Maybe they studied the actual content in the test, but they didn't know how to actually do the test, which made them do bad. So there's many different reasons, but it's just this, the standardized testing in general, it's an absurd test. I like this analogy. It's like you take a fish and a monkey. You ask them to climb a tree. And the first person to reach the top of the tree wins. And obviously the monkey reaches the top of the tree. So does that mean the monkey is superior to the fish? No, it just means there's different fields and different things. That's, you can apply that to today now. You take two different people, you ask them to do one thing, and maybe one person's more skilled in it. Obviously, they're going to do better. But that doesn't mean that one person is more smarter or better or has more knowledge. It's just different things help different people. And different things are for different people. And the grading system itself is also absurd like this. Grades don't define you. You can't label someone just because of their grades. You can't say, oh, this person's dumb because of their grades. You can't say this person's smart because of their grades. Maybe the smart person just knows the teacher and knows what they will accept and what they won't accept. And maybe the student that's not doing so good has other problems. And right now, school isn't the main focus. There's many different reasons. You can't just label someone as smart or not smart based on their grades, based on their standardized testing. It should be based on actual situational problem solving. That's how you should evaluate someone's knowledge and how they can actually better. Because every single job, I feel like every single job should be put to use to better today's society, should be always put to use to help other people and better today's world. That's what I feel like is the ultimate basis, the ultimate universal principle for every single job. And grades can't measure that. And I'm just going to list off some names. Thomas Edison, Benjamin Franklin, Winston Churchill, Albert Einstein. These are just a few people. And one thing they all have in common was they were all considered the smartest people of their time. But every single one of them either flunked out or dropped out of school. They never, ever finished their full education. Thomas Edison got kicked out of school because he was doing so bad at math. But then he went on to invent the light bulb. Winston Churchill had to repeat a grade, but then became prime minister and was a major figure in World War II. This is a list of people who flunked out of school or dropped out and went on to become big, big, huge names in history. And they made an impact on the world. And I'm not encouraging anyone to drop out of school, and I'm not saying all dropouts are geniuses. I'm just saying that school cannot be used as a measurement for intelligence, knowledge, intellect, things along that line. It just can't be used because this principle, the school itself has been proven false by these people and others like them. It's not an actual statistic you can use to say, I am smarter. And no one is really smarter than another person because everyone has their different things they're good at. One person might be good at math, another person might be good at English, one person might be good at art, another person might be good at sports. It's just different things apply to different people. So stuff like school and standardized testing is all universal things for everyone. So obviously it won't work for everyone because obviously not everyone's the same person. So not everyone will do good in school, but doesn't mean they're lesser than another person. It just means that it's not for them and they might be better at something else. And this the school system itself has to be adapted to today's society. It hasn't changed, hasn't actually progressed. It's the same classroom, same teacher idea, same teaching styles, same tests, same grades. It hasn't really changed. It hasn't progressed with today's society. It hasn't adapted to how the modern world is. And it doesn't actually help you prepare for today's world. That's why when you go to college, many kids struggle in college because they're not used to it. And it should, high school should be that bridge between learning how to learn to actually applying that learning. That's what high school should be. It should be that bridge. It should teach, it should use that those teachings of learning how to learn and apply that to today's world. And then when you actually get into college, you can apply those ideas better at a higher level. And when you get out into the actual world, you'll be so well versed that you can do your job to the fullest extent. And that's just the ideal thing. You do your job to the fullest extent. And that's what I feel like it should be. And the school system itself has to be adapted to today's society. It hasn't changed in years. And it's just an endless cycle that ruins kids' lives. Many, many people could have gone on to do great things, but were discouraged because they didn't do too well in school. Overall, I just think it's a flawed system and has to be changed. Yeah, so that was my episode today on the school system. So thank you for listening, and I will see you guys in the next episode. Bye. Peace.